Welcome back in the zone. Landers Ford just got voted the top 100 dealers in the U.S. and Canada to work for by Automotive News. Don't know if you heard. I just got to say.
Congratulations.
Not only do they take care of their employees, they take care of their customers, too. You know that. If you're tired of going to a dealership and never seeing your salesman or woman again, stop by Landers Ford in Benton and see why they're different. Landers Ford, small enough to care, big enough to serve, and the number one selling truck in America, F-150, the Ford F-150. Make that switch today only at Landers Ford in Benton. Get on in. Get your best deals of the year. 501-315-4700. The entire crew working under Kelly and Mike's direction on the Alcoa Road exit. We're online at Landers.com. Big city selection and small town atmosphere that you need, want, and deserve. Some game balls and jock straps from Pat Bradley and others if you want in on some of that. 4-3-3-1037. Or 1-800-477-1037. I have some Keith Lee Service Company live fan feedback, Pat. Kev says, Dustin Johnson, whoa, isn't this the same show that was saying leave money football alone? I would like to get to the point where we know less about athletes and celebrities. Money football. Who's money football?
Johnny football?
Maybe so.
Oh, this is the show where they say leave Johnny football alone? I don't mind it.
I don't have a problem with it.
I think it's entertaining.
Well, he wasn't breaking the law either. I don't have a problem with it. I like the scrutiny around him, and he did too, so it was all good. J5 says, Justin, based on your logic, since I listen to your show and invest time listening, I should know every detail of your personal life. Would you want that? No, it's not every personal item in my life. But if I break the law, guess what? You're probably going to find out about it if I get arrested or if I get suspended because of my actions. Actually, they probably say it's a personnel issue. But yeah, I see your point. I don't have a problem with that. I am a public figure, not in the same way Dustin Johnson is, because he's much more popular and much more important in the grand scheme of things, but we do consider ourselves, we do live in a public way.
You're pretty open about your flaws.
There are many. Unfortunately for you, it's only a three-hour show, so I can't go through them all.
Regardless of whether you're a public figure or not, they post all the mugshots online when you're arrested for something, so... Whoever you are, just look on the,
Look, there is more than one part-time or full-time employee of this station that has had his or her issues running afoul of the law. And guess what? That becomes a public story because of what they do for a living. It's very similar to me. Now, the company may not specifically talk about it, so it's a little bit different because he didn't necessarily break the law other than you could say cocaine is illegal. I mean...
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
But it's he didn't... I mean, it's not like he was out... And he got in a fight, and he had a bunch of blow on him. I mean, it was a little bit different deal. So I can see that but he violated a league policy. And if you violate a league policy, you agree to live under the policies of the league. And their policy has been to protect the players. I just don't agree with it. So
either way, we found out,
right?
And it's public knowledge.
I wonder if he has a DeLorean, too, if he traveled back in time to get that stuff.
Yeah, it's cute. Alan says, Matty Mock from Mizzou. I think that's right. That's exactly right. The leading passer in high school history. That was a little old. Jake says, over the weekend, A-State picked up more commits and have raised their 2015 class ranking to 51st national ranking, according to 247 Sports, or 24/7. Ranking ahead of such teams as Oklahoma State, Vanderbilt, and Kansas State. Crazy, wow. Isn't it? Yeah, that is crazy. Kev says, international basketball, Cubans, right? I think the NBA should pull out of these tournaments. College players who haven't had the opportunity to earn a ridiculous amount of money should go risk catastrophic career-ending injuries. Way to look out for the little guy. Well, they could take out, insurance policies, and I'm sure Paul George was covered as well.
And again, here's one of the strategies that the NBA wanted to use when you did talk about Olympic competition, was they wanted to have young NBA stars to go over to Europe because, I keep saying Europe, globally, competition, because that is just going to brand their young NBA guys to the international people to get more involved in. Anthony Davis, for instance, he plays in Olympic competition. That's great for the NBA because they're exposed to him. He plays for the Pelicans. He is going to be the future. A guy like him will be the future of the NBA.
Right.
So you get the world excited about some of these younger guys. So you got to kind of pepper in a mixture of things. Now, college kids, yeah, no way. No thanks.
Jeff at Des Moines Acre, Pat, would you rather see Guardians of the Galaxy or chest bump Katy Perry?
Well, can I chest bump her with my face?
Wow.
In the stateroom.
That question
was in D.C.
That question wasn't for me anyways.
Twitch says, Guardians of the Galaxy, incredible movie. I don't see every movie in the theater. Some movies are fine to wait for the pay-per-view or Blu-ray, but this movie is epic. It's a must-see for parents. There is some foul language, one rude hand gesture, and some sci-fi violence, but all in all, a good movie. Okay for Parker, I assume. Yes, Matt?
Yes, I agree, and I saw it in IMAX, too, and I'm usually not all about the IMAX stuff, but I recommend IMAX 3D for this one because of the big scale of it and everything.
Okay, for Parker?
Is he the younger one?
Older.
Oh, absolutely for Parker. I was saying it's fine for Maddox, too.
You think it is? Okay.
Yeah.
DH in Pensacola, game ball to Dale Jr., game ball to Sergio for trying to do the right thing regarding the woman's ring, which might have been distracted or might have distracted him and cost him the win. If you missed it, Sergio hit a shot into the gallery and hit a woman right in the hand and knocked the diamond out of her ring. He went over there, signed a ball for her, helped her look for it for a little bit. He was going to offer to replace the diamond, but they found the diamond laying there, a true diamond in the rough.
Knocked the diamond out of the ring?
Yes. Pretty cool, huh? Jockstrap to Sharknado 2 for letting Matt Lauer survive. Agree. Jockstrap to the lovely and talented Cheryl Hines. You are now my Deadpool for marrying a Kennedy. Did you see that? She married Robert Kennedy's son.
I like Cheryl Hines a lot.
I do too. She's fantastic.
A lot.
Okay, that's all I got. What do you got?
Do you want to break it up?
I thought you were going to do a little game ball.
I do. I got two game balls. I got jockstraps. I got it all.
Go ahead.
I mean, what don't we have here? Big game ball. You talk about Sergio hitting a girl in the wedding. Maybe he was just trying to break off her engagement. That sick animal.
Wow.
Did you hear Jason Duffner, what he did?
Nope.
Jason Duffner gave his putter away on Sunday at the Bridgestone Invitational and putted the rest of his round with a 3-wood.
There's a guy who's taking it really seriously.
Good
for him.
He finished tied. Yeah, real serious. He finished tied for 66th. Huh. So here's a story of from Shane Ryan of Grantland. Jason, I heard the story that you gave your putt away to a kid yesterday. I want to make sure it was true. He says, yep. He said it was on hole number 10. And he putted the rest of the way with his 3-wood.
I got to go look at the scoreboard and see how he putted on the back
nine. Isn't that amazing?
That's pretty wild. What would you use to putt the rest of the day if you broke your putter?
I would probably use, I don't know, maybe my 4-iron. I guess now thinking about it, maybe probably the hybrid. I never would really think about putting it with the driver, 3-wood. I got a hybrid type deal.
People do it with their leading edge of their wedge before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll do that if I'm too lazy to go back and get my putter from the...
I've broken most of the clubs in my bag. I even broke my putter once, but it's been a long time ago.
You just go out there and break people's hearts, my man. Well, here's a little NFL jockstrap.
I'm trying to follow Sergio's lead and not care anymore.
Jockstrap to the NFL from over the weekend. The Hall of Fame game. And we know how controversial and upset people have been with Roger Goodell for the Ray Rice situation, not suspending him longer. Well, this was a story. I got this off Barstool, where apparently people from the NFL were given signs out that said, "Thank you, Roger," with an NFL shield on them. And what they would do, they would approach families. This particular family, guy's wife and two kids, they said, "If you hold this sign up that says, 'Thank you, Roger,' we're going to show it on TV, give you a lot of primetime TV if you show this sign with the kids and everything." And apparently, it worked.
I don't follow.
All right. Roger Goodell's been getting bashed
right
in the media for this. So what the NFL did was they had these signs made up that said, "Thank you, Roger," and they approached families at the Hall of Fame game to say, "Would you hold this sign up that says, 'Thank you, Roger'?"
What do they get out of it?
Who, the family?
They get to be on TV?
Yeah, and they said, "We're going to be showing you on the broadcast, primetime TV," so you had a lot of people say, "Sure, hold it up."
That's lamer than the PGA's policy on reporting on its players for running a foul.
Which side? What is more lame?
That's lame.
That the NFL would do that?
Yeah, that's pathetic.
Well, they want to get people start thinking of Roger Goodell and back in the good graces.
Since when does he care if he irritates people? He does what he thinks is right, and he goes with it.
Well, it could have been... Listen, there were a lot of people, and you know a lot of people, because I'm sure you got some calls about it. I don't know how
long
you guys talked
about it. We talked
about
it last week. No, but right, I think anything...
That are upset.
Well, a lot of people... I mean, Chris Cannon and I had a pretty good debate about it. I think if he suspends him 8 games, people say that's too much. If he just, you know, maybe 4, maybe 6, I don't know.
Everybody in Baltimore is saying 2 is too much.
I know. It's just, you know... And he is playing... He's playing the third game, but he's not getting paid for it.
At the end of the day, it was a discussion the NFL did not want to have, and it was certainly... it didn't put them in a positive light. So by passing out and encouraging and certain families to hold up "Thank You, Roger" signs, they thought it was. Anyway, it's just a jockstrap for doing that.
I agree. Jockstrap to the NFL for that. That's lame. And jockstrap to the families who bought into it. You get sucked into Roger Goodell's
he's
little
like,
scheme.
I can get my kid on TV.
Not a big deal.
Seriously. The kid was ugly anyway. And a game ball. Game ball.
That's terrible.
To the Green Bay Packers and Brett Favre.
Men in fences, baby. Men in
6 years. And I forgot just to... how contentious the relationship was at the time.
You do?
When he went to the Vikings.
Oh, my gosh.
Remember that? How you went from absolutely love... You loved Brett Favre and Jemele Hill the same. You were like in love with those two. Mm-hmm. Tattoo love.
Well,
you hate both of them.
But I never, ever wished that Jemele Hill would get hit blindside and have her leg broken.
It was amazing to see the
Can't
flip.
Can't say that for Brett Favre.
Anyway, he'll be going to the Packers Hall of Fame next... I believe it's next summer they're going to do
that. Yeah, you think about that,
summer
Pat.
Summer 2015.
I mean, to spend that much time with an organization that invests in you, and you have a great symbiotic relationship for a long period of time, and then all of a sudden you thumb your nose at him and go to a competitor. Can you believe someone would do that? What a cruel thing to do. I mean, that is unacceptable and unforgivable, I'd say. Not in your case.
Except they were trying to push him out. And the wolves kept tumbling down.